Cyberbullying in the workplace. No, nothing to do with Doctor Who, but a recent research paper from the Universities of Nottingham and Sheffield, Punch from the Screen, has identified this relatively new problem. Cyberbullying is the online equivalent of conventional bullying, but is undertaken by email, text, and social media. However, it is likely to remain hidden, given that messages will be received on personal and small devices, and is therefore less likely to be noticed by others. And, because it takes place remotely, there is little opportunity for witnesses to empathise with or help the victim. The research questioned what constituted bullying and found that being humiliated, ignored, or gossiped about were the main issues. Bullying also took the form of victimisation and harassment and appeared on social networking sites and personal blogs. Victims are often sent offensive or threatening communications, photos, or generally unwanted comments about them. Social exclusion is also a problem, and online groups may seek to exclude a particular person for any number of reasons. The victims may not even know that they are the subject of an attack, as they may not see the blog or be excluded from a particular Facebook or Twitter communication. Whilst it may be possible to have a degree of control of social media within the workplace, much of what happens is out of work hours, leaving employers with a dilemma as to whether they have any responsibility at all. In addition, there is no standalone offence of bullying in the workplace, so victims have to look to the discrimination laws if they want to bring a claim. So how can employers protect themselves from claims and, more importantly, provide a safe working environment for all employees and staff? Having a workable bullying policy as part of the disciplinary and grievance procedure is a start, and this can include guidance on using social media both in and outside the workplace, giving examples of what is not acceptable behaviour, and monitoring electronic communications, although this must be done with great care. For further information on getting a policy, disciplining staff, or monitoring, please speak to me, Ian Pearson.